Speaking of schools, joining us right now is the commissioner of our Department of Education here in Connecticut. That is Commissioner Charlene Russell Tucker. And welcome back. I'm so glad to have you here, Commissioner. First and foremost, let's talk about yesterday's budget address from the governor. And I would say the first half of the budget really focused on the importance of education, child care costs, things of that nature. What did you think about the budget?
Melissa, good morning. And to those in your listening audience, good to be back with you. And thank you for this question, because as you said, I mean, I was standing there in the hall of the House listening to the governor and really excited about his commitment and continued dedication to education in the state of Connecticut. When you listen to the budget and when everyone read today about what's there for education, you'll notice there's special education funding. There is funding for the Learner Engagement and Attendance Program. I know we've talked to you in the past about the LEAP program and making sure students are in school every day. There is funding for universal school breakfast. We've also talked here about literacy and the science of reading. There's funding for that. So I am so grateful to the governor really thinking about how do we continue to focus not only on students' academic needs, but their social, emotional, behavioral health needs, and physical health. So really pleased with the focus on education. And so it was a good day here as we go into, we know that the legislative session is occurring and folks will be responding to the governor's budget, but I'm just so grateful for his leadership.
So, Commissioner, as you talk about focusing on education, we know the Department of Ed is really focusing on Bridgeport. It's why we have this call today, because it's so important we talk about the involvement in helping people to understand really where the state is stepping in with Bridgeport's school district. Let's start with that, because this is not a state takeover, correct?
That is absolutely correct. And I appreciate being able to share with everyone listening what this truly is. And so, Melissa, what do we know? And I know you've heard it here from others that you've spoken to, but Bridgeport really got our attention. For a few reasons. The board's approval of a budget with a $26 million deficit really raised some major concerns about fiscal oversight. At the same time, the district is experiencing ongoing instability in their leadership, right, with several superintendents over a short period. And we've been seeing significant rise in special education complaints and mediations and processes, which really points to the growing concern in meeting the needs of students with disabilities. So all these factors converge, financial concerns with the board's governance and oversight, leadership inconsistency, and unmet student needs signal that the district is struggling. So here we are. And as you say, it is not a takeover. It's an intervention that we're working on right now.
So can we talk about something that I've been confused about? And I did ask Dr. Avery, the interim superintendent of schools in Bridgeport, about this, and he couldn't really define it either. What is this tech assistance team that's supposed to be coming in to help? What is that?
So one of the things that I am able to do is to put together, it really is a technical assistance team, which will have consist of individuals with expertise in public education, in financing, in leadership, in special education, to really get them into the district to do an assessment, to provide some findings, working on some protocols to assist the district. So I am in that phase right now. And then this team, we will meet with the superintendent and his leadership team to take a look at what are those decision points, what are the initiatives that's in place, and to be able to make recommendations to me so that we can intervene and support the district in moving forward.
Okay. And the other thing I saw in there, Commissioner, is that there's going to be sort of a training done for the Board of Education. What does that mean?
So what we want to make sure is that the local Board of Education is primed to perform its governance and oversight responsibilities. As you know, a local Board of Education has one employee, right? That is the superintendent, that's the leader of the school district. And so we want to ensure, as we know, look, folks watch the board meetings and everything that's happening. We want to make sure that the board understands its role and responsibility, the role of the board, distinct from the role of the superintendent. We want to make sure that their policies and procedures pertaining to its compliance and statutory duties are being enacted, that they're providing that level of fiscal oversight, that they, again, policies and procedures are in place, and that they have guidelines and rules of order and decorum for proper and effective functioning of their local board meetings. They have an interim superintendent right now. I'm sure at some point that they'll be looking at hiring a permanent superintendent. Melissa, these folks look and watch board meetings in order to make decisions, even if they're going to apply to work in a particular district. So it is really important that we have a board that is functioning, paying attention. You mentioned earlier, 19,591 students, right? They deserve to have a functioning board that is there, that's paying attention to their performance, to what's going on in the district, and that is what this training. So it's not a one-time training, right? It is ongoing training and support for some time to be sure that they are indeed effectuating the actual role that they've been elected to do.
Commissioner Charlene Russell Tucker is here from Connecticut's Department of Education, and we are talking about the Bridgeport School District and the state's involvement with giving it a helping hand. Certainly, it's facing a $32 million deficit. We know that there's been a broken board for a very long time that you were kind of outlining before, a commissioner. I mean, just the decorum. I know when I started reporting on the board just about 2 years ago, there was just a lot of just not great stuff going on. A lot of a lack of transparency, a lot of kind of behind closed doors politics going on. It really wasn't a great scene. And I remember saying to the former chair here on the show, if I were a parent of a Bridgeport student, I would be beside myself to see the Zoom meetings and watching how you guys treat each other. I mean, it was very hard to watch. And so reporting on it, I was very glad to hear that training is going to happen for the board. I am curious, though, Commissioner, and this was something that I had talked about with teachers. I've talked to Bridgeport families about this and even board members before. Do you think people understand well enough the weight of a school board member? What I mean by that is that they get voted in by the average person. And a lot of times people don't realize that, you know, sometimes these could be people who have zero education background, which, okay, that doesn't, you don't need to have an education background. But I think we're missing that aspect. Like for this Board of Education in Bridgeport, for example, not many of them have ever even stepped in a classroom, let alone taught or worked in the education sector. I know some have financial backgrounds, which that's a really good thing on a board when you've got to balance budgets and things like that. But what do you think about even trying to integrate for not just Bridgeport, but in general, having more boards either helping people to understand electing people that have that background? I think it's important you've got that firsthand look at education to then make major decisions about the schools and the students in your district.
You know, Melissa, this is so really important to your point, because there is so much that's vested there. And you're right in terms of when the ability for folks to really make informed decisions when they have to vote, knowing that this is impacting their public school district. You know, the legislature a year ago at least put in legislation required training for new board members that we are now working with the Connecticut Association of Boards of Education to effectuate, so at least for board members. And so we've developed with CABE a module on finances and policy making and all of that. So they recognize, at least when they're in these roles, right, the weight, to your point, of their responsibility. And you've said something else about transparency and accountability, which is also important, right? Why their board meetings and why folks are able, should be able to go in, right, express their opinions and talk to the boards. And that is really important. And I believe just holistically, maybe more work needs to be done so the constituency in general understand the decisions that they're making when they elect members to their local board of education. But we work closely with CABE, working with boards to make sure at least when they're in those positions, they understand their roles and responsibility. But that really is important. And another point, great point that you made, imagine folks watching what is happening there. If you're a parent,
it was rough. It's rough.
And so that is important. Just, you know, going back to Bridgeport, when we think about that, there's close to 4,000 English language multilingual learners in the district, close to 4,000 student with disabilities. We're talking about last year, close to 300 students experiencing homelessness. Where is that conversation? Mm. Where is the conversation about outcomes and working together to address those issues? Yeah. That is really important, and we really have to pay attention to that.
I agree. And I don't know, too, Commissioner, I don't know if you agree with this, but it might also be a conversation I should have with the Secretary of the State, Stephanie Thomas. I know she's very forward about the fact that we need to help people understand the importance of local elections. But I mean, especially with boards, I know that you can't tell people you have to have this in order to run. I mean, I understand we can't do that. But I do find that I'm wondering if either it's a matter of helping people to really recognize, you know, first of all, who is running for the board and the importance of showing up and actually voting. But also if you have somebody who you feel like would be great, there's one board member who's a retired teacher who is with the district for 20 years and he's excellent. I mean, he's an excellent board member and it makes sense that he would be on the Board of Education for Bridgeport. But he was one that really got a lot of pushback, I thought, from there are some current but former members of the board. And I thought to myself, but this guy's the only one who's got classroom experience. Why are we? I don't know. So it might also be a conversation with Stephanie Thomas and how, you know, we get people to show up to the polls, because I think that aspect is also really important. People don't even realize that they voted in. Like I sat around with over a dozen Bridgeport teachers last year and I said to them, you realize if you guys did vote, you voted these people in, right? Like, you realize that. And there was this moment of, and it wasn't a stupidity or anything. It wasn't. These are very intelligent. These are educators who have been in Bridgeport for decades. But it was this moment of like an aha moment. Either I didn't vote because I didn't think it was important, or wait, why didn't we vet more people to actually go into these positions? Why didn't we put forward like, hey, this person's been a veteran teacher for a long time and is now retired. She or he would be great, you know, whatever. So I think also bringing that attention in education to the importance of a Board of Education in general, I think has to happen, not just in Bridgeport, but everywhere.
And you know, and yes, Secretary Thomas would probably be great at, I know how much she's involved in civic engagement and to work together. And there's another key piece of this here as well. And I just reflect on our own State Board of Education with the governor who appoints members of the board. And to your point, you really try to get a mix of backgrounds and experiences, but together, right, when they work together, understanding what is necessary and have a North Star for the work that needs to be done, then you find ways for those experiences to complement each other, really, which is what you do. I look at our board. We now have a pediatrician on the board. Mm. Why? We talk a lot about student health.
Exactly.
We have an economist on the board, right? So you recognize what you bring as your expertise, and then you value the expertise and backgrounds of other members so that together, right, you can work to effectuate what needs to occur. Mm-hmm. So that's a part of that as well. It's about learning how to work together and how your different life experiences and background complement each other for the benefit of what you're there to do.
Mm, yeah. Well, Commissioner, I'm glad that we could start the conversation here and talk about just get a better understanding of the state's involvement with Bridgeport's school district. And I thank you so much for your time here on WACC.
Melissa, thank you very much. And just one last thing, if I've got a moment,
sure.
To let the community know that I've also engaged with the State Education Resource Center to do listening sessions in Bridgeport. So that's talking to community providers who I know want to help, talking to families and guardians, parents, to teachers, to students, to administrators. So I want to make sure that people understand we're not doing this. It's not about them without them. I want to hear their voices. I want to know what they're feeling and what they're looking for. So that is occurring as well. And we'll get some information out so everyone knows how they can participate.
I appreciate that. Commissioner Charlene Russell-Tucker, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.